Well, it has a number of aspects. There's already a huge amount of research being done in neuroscience, and a lot is being learnt about what one might describe as the relatively low-level structure and mechanisms of brains of humans and other animals. And by low-level, I mean you can describe the physiological processes, you can describe some of the connectivity, you can investigate patterns of activation of a sort that can be recorded by physical devices of brain imaging techniques of various kinds. But that work does not in any direct way address issues about what thoughts, desires, plans, intentions, concepts, and so on are involved in the processes that go on when the brains are working. And I believe that requires a different vocabulary, a different kind of scientific tradition to feed in techniques and so on. And I believe that the kind of vocabulary and the tradition has come from work in artificial intelligence and computer science and software engineering, where we are familiar with a distinction between virtual machines, which are very abstract machines running processes like spelling checkers and email sending processes and theorem provers and advice givers and so on. And those abstract machines run on physical machines, which are the computers on the desk. But if you open up the physical machine, you won't see any spelling corrections happening. You won't see email being transmitted. You won't see theorems being proved, even though that's happening in the virtual machines. So what the idea was to bring together the two lines of approach, the sort of bottom-up approach, studying how brains work and trying to model that in as much detail as possible on computing systems, and at the same time trying to understand what sorts of virtual machines, what sorts of abstract data structures and operations on those data structures are capable of replicating many of the processes that go on in humans and other animals. And the idea was to pursue both of those in parallel, but trying to get the researchers to talk to each other, which doesn't happen very often at the moment, but also to combine researchers who are already doing those kinds of things, but looking at very different aspects. So some people work on vision, some work on motor control, some work on planning, some work on speech processing, some work on more abstract aspects of language. And all these different researchers don't really talk enough to each other, so they develop theories which can't necessarily be put together with all the other theories into theories about how the whole system works or into models of working systems. So our idea was that by forcing the people studying different aspects of intelligence to talk to each other, and also people who are working from the bottom up, looking at the neurophysiological mechanisms and so on, and people working top down, working from virtual machines, also to talk to each other, we would have something entirely new, deep, and difficult.